Everybody deserves clean, safe drinking water.
But they don't have it. After decades of using firefighting foam at military bases around the country, PFAS chemicals have seeped in the groundwater and stayed put. In part three of Fighting Fire with Fire, you heard Notre Dame physicist Dr. Graham Peasley tell you that one bucket of firefighting foam spilled could contaminate 400 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Put that in the context of our drinking water, and it's downright scary. Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester penned a letter along with Senators Coons and Carper to U.S. Department of Defense Secretary Rick Esper on July 31st to find out
what the Department of Defense has been doing or not been doing in terms of their leadership role to both mitigate this and stop it, but also prevent this from happening in the future, to step up and engage and to provide us with information that we need so that we can be effective and also so that those community residents can be made aware of, you know, what the plan is.
The issue of groundwater contamination at military bases extends far beyond Delaware.
Delaware, our base, has the fourth highest concentration, but there are over 175 installations across the country that are experiencing this contamination as well.
Senator Tom Carper is a retired naval flight captain and Vietnam veteran flight officer. As a P-3 mission commander, he was stationed for a time at Moffett Field near Palo Alto.
As I got close to the base, I could see black smoke rising, what appeared to be from my base from several miles away.
He says that day an air traffic controller made a fatal mistake.
There are two parallel runways, and you can run, well, on the left, the one on the right-hand side, and you're directed by the traffic controller to land on left or right. The air traffic controller that morning had instructed two airplanes coming in to land on the right runway. The Navy P-3 aircraft, the kind of plane that we flew in my squadron, was cleared to land on the right one, and a much larger airplane, NASA airplane, was instructed to land same runway.
He paused for several seconds and his usually strong voice dropped to a barely audible whisper, one in which we were forced to boost the levels just so you, our listeners, could hear it.
Landed right on top of P3. Everybody died but one person. They were my friends. And it's so hard. Firefighters rallied. They came out to put out the fires. And they used foam to save lives, to try to save lives, and they only saved one.
Carper noted the irony.
That substance, permanent chemicals, PFOAs, PFAS, that something was invented to save lives, as it turns out, has a negative and adverse effect that it can endanger lives.
He says legislation aims to add protections for those who use the chemicals in the military, like firefighters Mitch Gage and Steve Calzone, who we introduced you to in part one of Fighting Fire with Fire. They told you they basically bathed in the toxic foam, thinking it was safe as soap. And now, years later, their entire bodies are deteriorating at rapid rates.
We want to make sure that we're in their annual physicals, we're monitoring the levels of PFAS and these related chemicals. We want to make sure that the Veterans Administration is teed up and aware of this concern, and that when they're providing health care to veterans through the VA, people previously served on active duty who used firefighting foams, that they have a protocol in place to make sure that they're checking for, you know, possible danger and damage to, like, thyroids or other kind of cancers that come.
Carper likened the crisis to the handling of Agent Orange.
For a long time, people kind of ignored it in the VA and maybe the Congress and the administration. And finally, we decided that, no, if you're exposed to Agent Orange and you come down with a symptom of something that's believed to be associated with Agent Orange, the VA is going to cover it. And so we've done that. And this may be a similar situation as what we went through with Agent Orange. And it took us a while to get it straight. My guess is it's going to take a little while.
The Senate bill calls for the military to stop using PFAS chemicals and firefighting foam in 2023.
My hope is that we can actually beat those deadlines by a good deal.
But he notes an important provision didn't make it in the Senate bill, though it's in a House version.
It would designate certain of these PFAS chemicals as a hazardous substance. There's the ability to get whoever's the responsible party for contaminating water. They can be held liable for cleanups.
It's been nearly 3 months since the delegation sent that letter to the Department of Defense, and they've received no response. Carper says they'll stay on it. Blunt Rochester echoed that sentiment.
Every day that goes by, I'm sure for them and their families, it's still a struggle. They should know that we care and that we're working on it. They've served our country. They deserve our service.
Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.